Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, New York prosecutors expected to announce the first criminal indictment in a two-year investigation into Donald Trump's business practices today of tax crimes related to fringe benefits for employees. The Trump Organization and its chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, will be charged in Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr.'s probe. The charges appear to involve non-monetary benefits the company gave to top executives. Of course, the former president calling a witch hunt, noting that he's not the subject personally of the indictment.
Well, David, of course, he is the subject. It's the Trump Organization, and the whole idea here is to get Weisselberg to say what he knows, and he knows a great deal because he signed everything. He was the guy, and his loyalty to Trump is unmitigated. So it does appear that he's going to play the good soldier no matter what. Look, there is a scourge in America by non-taxpayers, people who don't pay for what they should be paying for. And if you get something in lieu of salary, an apartment, the car, or whatever else, then you have to pay the taxes on those things. And that is not being done. The rest of us do. That's what we are expected to do. We have rules, and the rules are that if you are using a car, you have to keep very strict records on that, and then pay the taxes on that car that the company is providing. So my bet is that they get him, that this is going to be a very serious charge on Weisselberg, but not on the guy who obviously was doing the paying, Trump. You know, I'm concerned, David, about the Trump Organization. He's a smart guy. He knows how to avoid blame. Weisselberg's name is on everything. Nevertheless, it's Trump who is the big beneficiary, and that is where we are right now.
Well, let's go to China for a moment, Alan. China's ruling Communist Party, marking the 100th anniversary of its founding with speeches and grand displays intended to showcase economic progress and social stability. President and party leader Xi Jinping, addressing people gathered in Tiananmen Square, said anyone who tried to bully China would face broken heads and bloodshed in front of the Iron Great Wall of the 1.4 billion Chinese people. Meanwhile, China, from the Washington Post, building more than 100 silos for ICBMs and what could be a signal of an expansion of its nuclear abilities. They're also editorializing on this subject today, warning of this expansion in China.
Well, it's going to happen. They're not going to stop doing what they're doing, which is to be bullies, to be dictators, and to give all of this power to a single person. They're not going to stop because the Washington Post writes an editorial. Don't get me wrong. They should write the editorial. They should warn. Nevertheless, this is a very corruptive dictatorship, which is theoretically, at least, opposed to everything that the United States stands for. They can build silos, and we can build silos. This is what the Cold War has always been all about. It used to be only with Russia. Now, the Russians have their own issues with the Chinese, as does the United States, and it's scary for our children and our grandchildren and everybody else who would be subjected to this. You know, we have always worried about what happens if a madman gets a hold of one of these things. I think that Xi Jinping could be categorized as a madman because he doesn't seem to care that there are serious ramifications not only for the United States and Russia, but for everybody once these things start to fly. Up to now, we've been lucky. They haven't flown. But they can and they will. And if you've got a billion Chinese and more, you may face what we could call, quote, acceptable loss. In other words, you have more bodies that can be sacrificed than the 300 million people or so in the United States. So that's where this new potential for a Cold War stands, and it's as scary as could be.
Let's go to New York City. Revised vote counts in the city's mayoral primary show Democrat Eric Adams has maintained a thin lead. Election officials made their second attempt Wednesday to report early tallies in the race based on ranked choice tabulation. Their first effort Tuesday turned into a debacle when they accidentally included 135,000 test ballots in the vote totals. The corrected results still don't paint a complete picture of the race. Nearly 125,000 absentee ballots have yet to be counted. This week's blunder, though, says the AP, by the Board of Elections, is only the latest in a long history of mistakes, including mistakenly purging thousands of voters, equipment failures, and long lines at the polls. Critics, including many state lawmakers, say the board's partisan structure has led to patronage and incompetence, and say the latest mistake shows it's time that big changes were considered.
That's right, David. It's all about patronage. That's who these people are. These people are not honest brokers who are there to watch these elections and care about them. They are there in order to get a job. They are not doing the appropriate work. It's been disgusting all along. We've always known about who they are and what this is about. A few schleps do all the work, and then the people at the top at the Board of Elections go to a meeting, they hold up their hands, they do this or that, but in fact, they're mostly connected people. And that's the last thing we should be doing now. That is the kind of thing that will give solace to somebody like Donald Trump, who wants to push the big lie that all elections are corrupted. And that's why this is such a serious situation, especially in New York. And it gives him the chance to say, hey, look, this is what I've been telling you all along. These elections are fixed. And it's a terrible thing that we are facing.
Well, I have to get your thoughts on this, Alan. Despite being impeached twice, former President Donald Trump is not the worst president in U.S. history, according to 142 presidential historians surveyed by C-SPAN. So who ranked worse than Trump? According to the historians, President Franklin, Bleeding Kansas, Pierce, Andrew, first to be impeached, Johnson, and James failed to stop the Civil War, Buchanan, who came in last.
Well, Buchanan has traditionally been the last. But what does that do? That tells us, okay, you're not the worst. So you're pretty bad, all right, by historical standards. But by contemporary standards, in other words, he started a group of people up to the Capitol, took over the United States Capitol. That's pretty bad. And I don't think we should be doing this kind of a survey of, is he the worst?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.